Fascism, What It Is and How to Fight It, by Leon Trotsky. The German Cops and Army, from What Next? Vital Question for the German Proletariat, 1932. In case of actual danger, the social democracy banks not on the Iron Front, but on the Prussian police. Is reckoning without its host. The fact that the police was originally recruited in large numbers from among social democratic workers is absolutely meaningless. Consciousness is determined by environment, even in this instance. The worker who becomes a policeman in the service of the capitalist state is a bourgeois cop, not a worker. Of late years, these policemen have had to do much more fighting with revolutionary workers than with Nazi students. Such training does not fail to leave its effects. And above all, every policeman knows that though governments may change, the police remains. Note: The Iron Front, a bloc between several big trade unions and bourgeois Republican groups, with little or no following or prestige among the masses. It was created by the Social Democrats towards the end of 1931. Combat groups called the Iron Fist were set up within the unions, and workers' sports organizations were brought into the Iron Front. However, its first parades and rallies, at which thousands of workers raised their fists, shouted, "Freedom!" and swore to defend democracy. The masses in the Social Democratic Party and unions really believed that this organization would be used to stop Hitler. It was not. End note. In its New Year's issue, the theoretical organ of the social democracy, Das freie Wort, what a wretched sheet, the free word, prints an article in which the policy of toleration is expounded in its highest sense. Hitler, it appears, can never come to power against the police and the Reichswehr, the German army. Now, according to the Constitution, the Reichswehr is under the command of the President of the Republic. Therefore, fascism, it follows, is not dangerous so long as the president faithful to the Constitution remains at the head of government. Brüning's regime must be supported until the presidential elections, so that a constitutional president may then be elected, through an alliance with the parliamentary bourgeoisie, and thereby Hitler's road to power will be blocked for another 7 years. Note: Heinrich Brüning was chancellor from 1930 to 1932. Regular parliamentary government in Germany ended in March 1930. There followed a series of Bonapartist regimes: Brüning, von Papen, von Schleicher, i.e., chancellors ruling not by ordinary parliamentary procedures, but by emergency decrees. These Bonapartist figures presented themselves as political saviors needed to get the country through the crisis, and thus as above class and party. They depended not on the old bourgeois democratic party system, but on their command of the police, army, and government bureaucracy. Pretending to be saving the nation from the dangers on both the left, socialists and communists, and the right, fascists, they struck their heaviest blows against the left, since their primary interest was saving capitalism. End note. The politicians of reformism, these dexterous wire pullers, artful intriguers and careerists, expert parliamentary and ministerial machinators, are no sooner thrown out of their habitual sphere by the course of events, No sooner are the placed face to face with momentous contingencies than they reveal themselves to be, there is no milder expression for it, inept bodies. To rely upon a president is only to rely upon the government. Faced with the impending clash between the proletariat and the fascist petty bourgeoisie, two camps which together comprise the crushing majority of the German nation, these Marxists from the Vorwärts, principal social democratic newspaper, yelp for the night watchman to come to their aid. Help government exert pressure. Staat griff zu. End section.